Evening, y'all. You're listening to Sports 2 and 4. It's the 16th of February. You listen to me, Rochi, and my main host, the host with the most, Paul Shaw.
That's me, the host with the most.
We had a song for tonight. We couldn't find it music online, but it's After Midnight. You gotta let it all hang out. That's
After
it.
After Midnight.
That's it. No, don't sing anymore. Fair use policy.
I was trying to use the background singers.
It's still fair use, apparently, according to the law. We're allowed 8 seconds of it.
That's, eight? I thought it was 10.
Anyway, this is a sports show. Sorry, folks. We're a big Eric Clapton fans here. So.
Yeah, but sports. We're sports and other things.
Sports and all sorts of bad things.
Yeah. Well, I thought we could start out right now with a... what's fresh in my mind, I saw a really, really good game today. It was Arsenal versus Barcelona in the Champions League.
Oh, yes, you were talking about this.
Yeah, it was great.
A little bit of soccer in our lives.
Yeah, that's
football.
Right.
All right.
Soccer, football, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, this week's show is brought to you by Grolsch.
Grolsch, that's right.
They're not paying us for this, but what the heck.
It's delicious. No, I saw a great game today. Barcelona went ahead with a David Villa goal. In the first half, 1-0, and like...
That's a good name.
Yeah, it is a good game. They looked like they were, you know, going to take the whole game until, Robin van Persie scored. And then not even 5 minutes later, Andre Arshavin from Russia scored.
Please don't tell me his last name's Arshavin.
Arshavin, he's the Russian.
How about we say Russians?
No, he... Yeah, no, he's very Russian. But that was like in the 83rd minute, and that.
Oh, that's not bad. Fair play.
No, it was a really good game. I was entertained, and I don't know. I'm the last person you need to hear like all the soccer news from, but I was really impressed, and I try to appreciate anything I can from the sport because I really do enjoy it.
Because there's no commercials.
Exactly. Fuck football and their freaking
commercials
after every single possession. I'm boycotting football because of that. I'm a hockey guy right now.
Okay, so let's open up to our listeners here. The few we do have, we have been down the pub.
Yeah, it's true. We have been down at the pub.
We have put the will to order there, and we're about to broadcast it to y'all.
Mm-hmm. To y'all.
To and, y'all.
Shout out to Steph.
Steph? Who's Steph? She or he? Stefan or?
The hot ass bartender tonight.
With the little curls in her hair.
Oh man,
I don't
looking
know.
Fine.
I don't know. There's that one with the glasses. She used to work at the Ginger Man.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the glasses, man.
I agree.
She's got that secretary look. You know, she could just throw her hair back and boof, glasses off.
I agree.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Well, you see, she, Steph, are the one that was mostly serving us. You know, she's like, I mean, she's very, very attractive, but that British accent puts it over the top for her.
As someone that typically has a British accent, I would like to agree.
Mm-hmm. You don't hear it very often around here, and that
Thanks.
Was hot. That
Thanks.
Made my pants go crazy.
You know what? There's some things you don't need to hear your brother-in-law say.
Anyway.
All right, so let's move on, folks.
Yeah, that was a great soccer-football match that yeah. I watched today.
So when did they score? Was it like halfway through the game? Or?
Yeah, well...
I'm setting him up here.
David Villa put one in the first half, and I thought... Barcelona was going to run away with it, but Van Persie added one in probably like the 60th minute, and then
Arsenal,
yeah, for Arsenal, and then Arshavin added one, the Russian, in like the 83rd minute to win it. And I mean, it was exciting.
Really,
I was down at Victory Pub in I'm confusing bars. I was down at Trinity Pub.
Trinity Bar.
Yeah.
Okay. Trinity Hall, even.
Yeah, Trinity Hall. There we
Trinity
go.
Trinity Hall in Dallas. Okay.
Anyway, moving on. The Stars and Mavericks both play tonight, the Dallas Stars and Dallas Mavericks. And for the Mavericks, are welcoming back our French Guadeloupean? I don't know.
Some weird guy.
Roderick Boubois.
Boubois.
Yeah, he plays on the French national team, but he's 22 years old, and the guy is a freak. He's amazing. And he had 13 points tonight.
What's so special about him? Go on, for someone who's
well,
not
he plays,
educated.
Well, he plays both guard positions. And he's super fast. I mean, the guy's, like, unbelievably fast. Like, you know, no one can really hang with him.
Is he, like, you know, 10 feet tall? You know, most of these guys are, like,
he's barely,
seven, right?
He's barely 6 feet tall. He's listed at 6 feet tall, which usually means you're less.
But, when you wear the Nikes, you're 6 feet.
Right. No, and he has amazing shot. he's missed 54 games, I think, this year out of the 82. And with the Mavericks in second
place.
What's
wrong with him?
He broke his foot early in August.
Did someone step on it?
You know, I never really heard. It was in a practice with the French national team is when he broke it, so.
Oh, mais non. What did you do, huh? You broke a foot, though, you fucking pussy.
You broke my foot.
You broke my foot. I fucking eat you with this baguette.
Yeah, that's what I think happened. I think you broke his foot with
I'm going to
with
fuck you up.
I think someone threw creme brulee at him.
How apt.
Yeah, no, but he's back tonight, and with the Mavs.
He hit me with a sharp bit from the sugar.
Sorry. Careful.
Making fun of the French, it never gets old, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no,
he's... Freedom fries.
Yeah, freedom fries. He's back tonight. He had 13 points, I think, and that is the Mavericks' 13 of 14 games they've won now, so...
Wow, those guys are on fire.
Yeah, they are on fire. And it's great to have him back now because it's kind of like making a trade at the deadline to have a guy come in and have a spark on your team when you've when they've played so well so far this season and, you know, right before the playoffs start to have this guy come in. It's going to be great. I'm
super
psyched.
How much are they paying him for it?
Oh, not much. He was a late first-round pick, so probably...
He's Caribbean, right? So it's kind of like it's cheap anyway, right?
Yeah.
So we'll give you fresh water.
No,
job's
I mean,
done.
You know, close to $1 million.
Oh, that's cheap.
Well, it, you know,
to
basketball
stick,
players.
To stick him on the bench for most of the time and then just pull him off at the end. That sounds terrible. To ask him to play at the, towards the end of the season or whatever.
Right.
I mean, for $1 million, that's worth it.
Especially for this guy. He's a freak. Let's move on to the Stars. The Stars.
Right, come on then.
The Stars are playing tonight. And right now they're on their Western Conference road trip. I mean, sorry, let me say that again. They're on their Western Canadian road trip. They played Edmonton last night, got stomped 4-1. They're playing, right now they're in Calgary. They're down 4-2 against the Flames. And these are two teams that they need to beat. And it's so frustrating to watch two teams that we should beat in Edmonton, who's the worst team in the league, actually. And the Calgary Flames, who, I mean, they've been hot lately, but, I mean, they're two teams that we should beat. Granted, we're down a lot of players. The Stars have a bunch of players that are out with injury, including our best player, Brad Richards, who is the sixth leading scorer in the hockey. So it's tough to see. We're going to play Vancouver, I think, tomorrow night, who is the best team in the Western Conference. So that'll be a good, you know... I mean, it'd be fun
Canadians
to watch.
Are pretty good generally, right?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, you know, like the
There's
Stars.
Nothing else to do there.
Like
right?
on
except for say A and play ice hockey.
Right,
A.
right.
not right. It's A.
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 No, but the Stars. I mean, they have three Americans, and the rest are all Canadian and I think Swedish.
That's the story of every major hockey team.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Man. Fucking Swedes and Canadians, man.
But, you know, they're like, oh, Dallas. No, they
Ranks
don't know
and beans, Swedes and Canadians.
Yeah, but I can't wait. I don't know how bad the injury is to Brad Richards, and he's definitely our best player. He's the sixth leading scorer in hockey, and he can't get back soon enough, but he stayed here in Dallas while the rest of the team is in Canada.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know how this is going to happen.
So what do you think he's doing while he's here in Dallas? Like while the team's away, the Cats will play or whatever.
Well, it was apparently an upper body injury is what they called it. So don't know where that is.
that's what happens when you have like three hookers in the hotel room. You're trying to lift one of them up and down above your face. That's what it is. It's an upper body injury. He's damaged his shoulders, his tongue, his lips. It fucking works. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Stop dropping your iPhone.
Today, I guess I learned that Brad Richards is out with lifting too many hookers above his head.
It's a tough job, but someone's gonna do it, bro.
I mean, if I was a professional hockey player,
that's what you would do.
I'd be out with a too many hooker lifting injury. No, but Stars are down 4-2 to the Calgary Flames.
What would you prefer, right? An injury from actually playing the sport or from actually enjoying yourself?
Yeah, what, a twisted ankle or a lifting too many hookers over your head?
Maybe this needs to re-record.
I don't know.
Let's carry on.
I don't know about you listeners, but I'll take the hooker lifting.
I tell you what, sports you enjoy.
Hey, David.
A good workout.
Hey, Dava, guess what?
What?
Today is the first day that pitchers and catchers are supposed to report.
Really?
To spring training, yeah.
Really? That has so many connotations.
Does it?
It does.
You and your filthy mind, I'm sure it does.
Oh, I tell you, I am tuned it.
Whoa, that was crazy.
Oh, lights off.
Lights off. Let's set the mood here.
I tell you, actually, okay, let's carry on anyway. Yeah. Lights are off in our little studio here. I think it's because the radio for the lights in this room are tuned into the radio for the lights in the bedroom.
Hey.
And the wife is already asleep.
That's hot.
That's hot.
No, but today is the first day officially of spring training because all the pitchers and all the catchers are supposed to report and for the Rangers' case, to surprise Arizona. And
well, it's not really. If they're broadcasting all over news and everything, it's not exactly a surprise for Arizona. it's like, guess what? We're going to jump out in front of you. Surprise!
Well, no, that's the city. The city is surprise.
Oh, the city is surprise.
Yeah, so
because it's easier to surprise a few million people than it is to surprise like 10. Yeah. Fucking hell. Come on, boys.
Yeah, so, well, you know, I've never been to Arizona, but it's supposed to be nice this time of year, especially for baseball players. So.
Oh, I bet it's like 70 or 80 degrees there right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Easy. So that'll be interesting to see what the Rangers have to offer in spring training. They've got a lot of questionable moves they made in the offseason, and I'm pretty excited to see what they have to offer. You know, we covered this before, but to see what Neftali Feliz, our former Rookie of the Year, if he's going to be a starter, if he'll be a closer. And the good news is we've locked up last year's league MVP, Josh Hamilton, for 2 years.
Now, what was the old guy that had been playing for us for a while that he's been moved to, like, tactical catching or batting guy?
Tactical catching. Oh, right. Michael Young. Good point.
He'd been playing the Ryan Giggs of baseball. Sorry,
yeah,
okay.
See, I can get that because I know who Ryan Giggs is. Yeah, good point. Michael Young, he's our guy that we've moved from second base to shortstop to third base and now to designated hitter, no fielding position, / utility infielder.
That's the one, utility. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a bit of a tool.
Right. You can use him anywhere. There's been a lot of speculation on that about where he's going to go or if he'll stay here. My personal opinion is that he's going to stay here in Texas and play for the Rangers. Because
he doesn't know any different. He's been here how long?
Not just that. It's that he's guaranteed $18 million, I think. And so no one wants that contract to trade for that contract.
That's huge.
Yeah, there's a lot of money. But you know, I feel like the Rangers have a lot to prove here in the spring training, so I'm pretty excited about it. But let's move on to a little more exciting sport. So we'll talk some rugby.
Ah, fantastic.
I watched a pretty good match over here from England-Wales. But who'd they play this past weekend?
Oh, no. Wales plays against Scotland this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
And it was free. It was on a subscription channel, but it was worth watching. I didn't pay $20 to see this game. It was BBC America, Wales versus Scotland. Fantastic game. A little boring, truth be told. You know, it's kind of like a little bit one-sided.
Boring for the Scottish, right?
Yeah, you know, well, no, but even by the end of it, I was like, come on, you know, let's get a bit more of a passing running game. Bit of a sloppy game, lots of mistakes. Scotland gave away a ton of penalties. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of errors made, which Wales just capitalized on, just punished them time after time after time. And there was one point, you know, Wales were messing up themselves. Like I said, it was a sloppy game. Wales got two guys sent off with a yellow card, similar to soccer with a yellow card, except in rugby, you get sent off for 5 minutes. Well, it could be 10, actually.
See, I like that. That's kind of like a hockey type thing, you know.
You know, darn you, you shouldn't have done that. You're not sent off the game for the rest of the game, but you know what? Your whole team suffers.
Yeah, okay.
You're off for 5 or 10 minutes, yeah. Whatever, right?
Good point.
And so Wales were down two guys, so 13 versus 15. And the Scots still couldn't capitalize on it. Now, if you want to see a few more clips of this, I'm going to see if I can get it onto the podcast, onto the WordPress or whatever we have, you know, just so you guys can see this. But you can probably $10. Find it on YouTube as well. Onto $10. No. $10 is where we keep the files anyway. But the key is here, right? They were down to 13 and they were still able to hold on. Wales had fantastic defense, and I think it was the one key that they worked on, you know, in between the Wales-England humiliation and the Wales-Scotland win. And this is the first time they've won in probably 3 or 4 months now. So it's a, you know, so it's a good boost for the team. You know, at the end of 2010, they played against the Southern Hemisphere team, South Africa, New Zealand, Australia. They're all, you know, they're very well respected in what they do. I mean, you know, basically New Zealand is a race to play rugby, not a race to play soccer.
Right. Okay.
So the team they have, even though they're a small country, the team is just breathtaking. And they have all these like Polynesian players built like brick shit houses, live till they're 55 and that's it. But they're very, very good players. So you know, Wales lost against those guys, but in this weekend's game just gone, they played well. I think this weekend coming is a break. Like everyone gets a week to recover. And then the next games then will be against Ireland, France, and Italy.
So those are three games they should win, though, right?
You know what? Ireland will be a struggle, actually. Ireland have won the Six Nations a couple of times recently.
Oh, they have?
France have done the same. Italy should be a walk in the park. In fact, I haven't got the score here to hand, but England kicked the shit out of the Italians recently. I mean, it was just a humiliation.
What, this past weekend?
Yeah, it could have been this past weekend, actually. It was
2 weekends ago, it was...
Yeah, it was Wales they played against. Yeah, they beat Wales, but the Italians, they just walked all over. I saw the highlights, you know, and it was like watching a bunch of 18-year-olds playing against 13-year-olds. You know, it's kind of like, oh, you missed the ball. No one else bothers to run. Okay, we'll make a humiliating score. You know, it was kind of like the field's wide open and there's a guy, you know, walking at half pace.
Poor Italians.
You what, man. If they stopped looking in the fucking mirror to do their hair, they actually play a decent game, honestly.
Yeah. All the Italian soccer players.
Oh, they're all the same, man. You've got to wear the gloves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a wee bit cold.
I love the glove look while you're playing soccer.
Love the glove.
So ridiculous. You look so terrible when you're wearing those gloves.
It really removes from the masculine look. But actually, yeah. we were talking about this earlier, about the soccer players and how, like, a yellow card now. Was it you were saying... recently, three yellow cards means you're out for the next game.
Oh yeah, I think for this type of tournament, for the Champions League tournament, if it's three yellow cards, you're out for the next game. Or, you know, one red card, you're out for the next game.
Yeah, we were talking about the knock-on effect of this and what kind of behavior this drives in players. You know, kind of, it really drives almost not a no-tolerance policy, but, you know, we've seen tackling and stuff in football, in soccer, sorry, get more and more rough over the years where, you know, the tackle is more about taking the guy out rather than just getting the ball.
Right. Yeah. See, I know what you mean. I'm not a big fan of that rule, though, honestly. I feel like you need to let them play aggressively, and because... that a yellow card ruling is so...
Yeah, but they're not wearing the same kind of protection that American football players...
No, I know exactly what you're saying, though, but I feel like that because there's only that one ref on the field that makes a call, and that it's so subjective that
the ref could fuck you up.
Right, exactly, and if he sees
three
something...
three refs in a row?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you got three different refs. You said a yellow card, three yellow cards in three different matches,
mm-hmm.
and you're off. That means three different referees have got to catch you what you're doing and say, oi, you know, that's got to be a behavior.
Right, and especially since the, I think this Champions League has been going on since November, and it's since, like, the matches are such, you know, long period of time, that it's just kind of like, you know, you get penalized. Say you have, you know, two yellow cards back in November and you get penalized today.
It's still a behavior, man. It takes a lot to get a yellow card.
Well, yeah, but even sometimes you're like, you think that something looks like it's a decent tackle, and then the next thing you look and it's they pull out a yellow card, and you're just like, what, really? Come on now. But I mean, that's just
three
my opinion.
Three in a row.
I'm just an American with an opinion.
and I'm a Brit that never watched soccer. I'm not exactly the best person to be talking to a sports radio show. I'm the guy that has the equipment to record it. So,
well, I've got a good friend who.
You got we'll a good have, friend? That sounds so dodgy.
Hey, guess what? I've got a good friend. I've got friends. No, I've got a good friend that loves soccer and would love to be on this, so maybe we'll have him on sometime.
We've got to Skype him in.
Yeah, Skype him
we
on.
We have the technology.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it.
If any of... I'm going to say this. Wait, listen to my practicing Texan here. If any of y'all...
Yeah, there we go.
That's an appropriate use of y'all. Would like to be on the show, wherever you are in the world... You're more than welcome to let us know on our Facebook page, make a comment. We learned last week that Paul's email address really isn't all that radio friendly, so if you go into Facebook and search for Sports 214, your email address is like pdshaw2@gmail.com or something like that. I mean, it's not exactly radio friendly.
That's exactly it.
That's my microphone, biatch. If someone gets to burp into my microphones, it's me. Anyway, so let us know on the Facebook page. It's go to facebook.com and search for Sports 214. You should be able to find our page. Don't forget to like if you're listening to our radio show. We're already 20 minutes in, so I figured we kind of pull it to...
Yeah, give us suggestions. If there's anything you want us to talk about, just let us know.
Yeah, and a YouTube clip is always helpful for an opinion. Because if they pick some obscure sport that I can't find on TV, then they're going to need that YouTube little clip there. But other than that, folks, today has been the February 16th. We'll be back on the air, not next week, but the week after, most likely. So it'll be March before you hear from us next.
Yeah, that's right. Goodbye, February.
So we
Goodbye, Black History Month.
Black History Month?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
That's a whole other radio show right there.
February's Black History Month in America. Don't hold out on me. I'm telling the truth.
No, I believe you, man. Okay, maybe I'm a bad person. I'm just going to say this.
You're racist.
I'm going to say it just once, okay? I am not racist. Everyone deserves equal opportunities.
Hey, I'm there with you.
So therefore, why isn't there a Caucasian History Month? Why isn't there an Asian, a regular Asian
apparently History Month? Oh, okay. Let's save that for the next podcast.
Is that a loaded question? Have I been down the pub too long?
The Asian History Month? Us Caucasians have 11 months, apparently, and all we can do is give one to...
That's fair. And if there was an Asian History Month, we would talk about the Ming Dynasty, how they built our railroads here in the US, how they make great sushi.
Are you saying that the Asians have been persecuted more than blacks here in America?
Oh, fuck you. I'm not even getting into that, you son of a bitch. I'm not even going there. No. Okay. Anyway, this is a sports radio show. Let's get back at the show. Oh, yeah. Anyway, this show this week has been brought to you by Grolsch, the Lion and Crown here in Addison. We drank some banana beer tonight.
It was delicious.
Banana bread beer. That sounds dodgy if you just say banana beer. But it was banana bread beer. Fantastic stuff. One of these days I will Google where it came from.
Oh, apparently it's English. I asked her when you were in the bathroom.
Oh, you were working on her, weren't you?
I tried.
It was the blonde kills, wasn't it?
It was. It didn't really work, though.
He's got soft blonde curls. Blonde girls or blonde curls? Maybe both next the time. Same in your world, right? So, until next time, folks, you can find us on Facebook at Sports214. You can find us on iTunes if you just do a search for Sports214 as well. And until then, if you guys have any feedback or anything like that, the website's there. Please. Yeah, even the slightest comment, the slightest insult will drive some content here. Paul?
Adios.
Okay, it's been emotional, folks. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Take care.